News for South Indonesia with Newsline. The decision to amend Law No. 19 of 2003 on state-owned enterprises was confirmed during the sixth plenary session of the House in Jakarta on Thursday. Chairperson of House Commission 6, Anggia Emarini, emphasized state-owned enterprises play a vital role as mandated by the Constitution. An Indonesian lawmaker said the ratification of the revised tourism law marks a new era for the sustainable tourism paradigm. According to Husnunia Halim, deputy chair of Commission 7 of the House, in a statement on Thursday, this reflects a joint response by the House and the government to the dynamics and needs of the community for more inclusive and sustainable tourism that provides direct benefits to local communities. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Don't get it twisted. Keep pointing your hopes to the sky like a pyramid. Some people love, some people leave. Just keep on going. Peace out. coba lagi. Ku yakin kau bisa hadapi semua.
Thank you.
VOI listener, in today's music corner, I will present a song from Dikta. Pradikta Wicaksono, known as Dikta, is an Indonesian singer and actor. Dikta has been rising to fame since he became the vocalist of the music group Yofi and Nuno. Now Dikta has chosen to pursue a solo career. On February 28, 2024, he covered a song entitled Setia by one of the legendary singers in Indonesia, the late Krisha. According to Dikta, the song Setia, which means faithful, is a very legendary work that he wants to bring back with new colors and messages. If in the past Krisha sang it with a very retro feel in terms of music production, now Dikta tries to perform it as best as possible with a fresh version of himself without reducing the value of the song. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song by Dikta entitled Setia. Happy listening!
Di masa-masa bahagia kita selalu bersama menikmati dunia. Di masa-masa nestapa kita tetap sama-sama selalu berdoa. Derai-derai air matamu membuatku lebih sayang padamu. Derai-derai gelak tawamu membuatku lebih cinta padamu. Kapanpun juga ku ingin tetap bersama kekasihku nan setia. Di masa kapanpun nanti ku ingin terus begini cinta setia abadi.
Indonesia.
Bakar batu, or burning the stone, used to be just a cooking ritual for Papuans. But now, bakar batu is also done in festivals, wedding ceremony, birth celebration, or any public event. village people will gather around, stack the stones, and light fire on the stone pile. Then they will cook sweet potatoes or pork, which are wrapped in banana leaves. After cooking, obviously, they will eat together. The meaning of bakar batu is an expression of gratitude. It is also a symbol that aims to strengthen social relation in Papua.
Here is quote of the day. Intelligence without love is dangerous, and love without intelligence is not enough. A quote by B.J. Habibie. Baharudin Yusuf Habibie, or B.J. Habibie, was born in Parepare, South Sulawesi, on June 25, 1936. B.J. Habibie is a politician, engineer, and scientist dubbed as the father of aircraft for successfully building the first aircraft in Indonesia in 1995. Habibie's ingenuity gave a great influence in the development of aviation technology domestically and abroad. Listener, that's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Sahabatku. So that was my newest single called Sahabat Tersayang, but actually that song is a remake of my old song from 2006.
Sahabatku yang setia.
It's been 18 years since the release of the original song, but now I remake it into a new version, to a more adult version of the song, because originally Sahabat Tersayang, it was the meaning of sahabat, best friend itself is very universal, right? But the meaning of the original song, the best friend is my mother. So I remake this song into a newer version. Initially, I wanna present the song for my mother as a Mother's Day song, but turns out I was pregnant at that time. So it was kind of perfect. Now that I am a mother, I am an adult, so my daughter can now, you know, present this song for me as a mother. So it's kind of like a full circle moment for this song, Sahabat Tersayang.
Bersamamu, ku bahagia. Oh,
Sampai jumpa di lain semesta. Sesaat hilang dan tak tahu arah, ku terjebak masa lalu yang kelam. Tak kulihat lagi cahaya cinta, dan kamu hadir coba bawa bahagia.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Fresh food. Fresh from the ocean. Cleaned and baked instantly. And served straight to your table. Inspired by its astounding nature and culture. Ready to be explored in a mouth-watering journey. Step out of your comfort zone. Experience the delightful taste of Indonesia. Enjoy familiar dishes in not-so-familiar environments. From healthy breakfasts, exotic fruit juice, to traditional brunch, lunch at the sea. Many do, where eating a fare goes from day to late at night. Nice surprises. The common corn. The not-so-common fried duck. All presented in style. Exploring street food. A great way to get together for a fun time. An Indonesian favorite pastime with an endless array of local cuisine. Some spicy, others savory. Mixed and matched to the preferences of each and every patron. Of course, Indonesia has also its own brand of fine dining. Origins are obvious. But it is the adaptation, the blending of international and local cultures that keep gourmets coming back for more. Simply serving the best of two worlds. And for the more adventurous, Indonesia is the real deal. Authentic, exotic culinary experiences. Original recipes and traditional fares. Prepared with much love and passion. Fusing culinary customs and ingredients. Street food is the ultimate experience. The mouth-watering journey that lifts the spirit and broadens the mind. Always with the typical friendliness of Indonesian people. Food from the heart and for the heart. Wonderful Indonesia.
Listening to Voice of Indonesia broadcast on RRI Digital application. On RRI Digital, you can also enjoy live broadcasts from all RRI stations in Indonesia, your favorite music playlist, inspiring podcasts, and the latest news videos. You can also interact through the like, comment, share, and live chat features. RRA Digital, one-stop entertainment and information. Download now on Google Play and the App Store.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Yakin dalam hatiku, kau satu yang ku perlu. Ku rasa hanya dirimu yang membuatku rindu. Bila saat nanti kau milikku, ku yakin cinta. Karena ku tahu engkau begitu, karena ku tahu engkau begitu. Hingga ku pasti menunggu selama apapun itu, demi cinta yang ku rasakan, yang hanyalah kepadamu. Karena ku tahu engkau begitu, karena ku tahu engkau begitu. Oh, na 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 na. Oh, na 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 na. Karena ku tahu engkau begitu, karena ku tahu engkau begitu. Karena ku tahu engkau begitu, karena ku tahu engkau begitu. Oh, karena ku tahu engkau begitu, karena ku tahu engkau begitu. Oh, karena ku tahu engkau begitu, karena ku tahu engkau begitu.
Fox Voice of Indonesia.
Yang melihat pasti akan terpesona. Aku terpesona.
Mesmerized. Yes, anyone will be mesmerized looking at the expanse of white sandy beach with crystal clear sea water, framed with green hills in the distance. Once you're here, you'll be reluctant to leave this wonderful beach, which is the main attraction of Pulisan Tourist Village in Likupang, North Sulawesi. In accordance with its location, this beach is called Pulisan Beach. Head of the village, Ben Harjarang, said this beach has not only beautiful white sand, but also a headland, some caves and natural wells.
Ya, kalau Pantai Pulisan, di sini kita selain punya pasir putih.
As for Pulisan Beach, here, apart from having white sand on either side, we have a headland which is very nice. And then we also have several caves here. Besides, at Pulisan Beach, we also have two natural wells close to each other. They are indeed natural wells. The water comes out of the rock. A long time ago, the ancestors of this Kusan village came here and took the water on this part of the beach. The water that came out of the sumur batu then was used for drinking or bathing.
Para leluhur yang ada di desa Pulisan ini, mereka datang di sini mengambil airnya di situ, Tanjung Pulisan itu. Selain itu, kita juga di sini.
In Tanjung Pulisan, we also have two rocks, one of which is shaped like priest who is preaching next to Tanjung Pulisan. So from the side, it looks like a priest or pastor who is preaching. It is called Pantai Batu Pastor or Pastor Stone Beach because it's shaped like a priest or a pastor. And next to it is Tanjung Kerbau or Buffalo Headland Rock. When the water recedes, it's shaped like a buffalo taking a bath, so that there are several interesting places that surround this Pulisan Beach.
Apart from diving spots which present stunning underwater beauty, Pulisan Beach also has savanna, Teletubbies Hill, and Rarata Hill, which are also beautiful.
Apart from that, we have a beach with beautiful white sand. We also have several spots for diving or for visitors who come to do activities in the sea area in front of this beach. Because the coral reefs are really beautiful. It's good because it is maintained by us. The government works together with the community in general in Pulisan Village. Apart from the beach, we also have other spots, including hills and savanna. There is Rarata Hill, and next to it, Teletubbies Hill. So that this is a natural potential that will be exploited to increase tourism development in Pulisan Village.
There are many tourist activities that can be enjoyed, such as swimming, hiking, snorkeling, diving, and also fishing. For those who want to dive or see the beauty of the headland, caves and natural wells, the beach management has provided boats that can be rented.
Here, we prepare boat facilities like boat taxi to serve visitors who want to see the spinning water. Or if you want to see the batu or stone well next to the beach, you can go straight to the beach to see the rocks which looks like a priest and the buffalo-shaped rock. So we prepare the facilities for boat transportation.
Cantiknya kamu, cantiknya kamu, cantik-cantiknya kamu. Eloknya kamu.
Lisan Beach is indeed beautiful. Its beauty is undeniable, especially when you take a boat to the diving spots. Dive under the sea and see with your own eyes. The beauty of the coral reefs. So awesome. The coral reefs in Bulisan are in a very good condition because they are kept sustainable. Ben Harsat, Bulisan Tourist Village formed a rescue team consisting of some youths to preserve nature in Bulisan, including its coral reefs.
Iya, jadi kita juga di sini kita membentuk juga
yes. So we also formed a rescue team here, which is under the supervision of the village government. We also collaborate with the village. We formed a rescue team. So, we gathered several young people in this village. We trained them to maintain sustainability, including the coral reef and also the natural potential that exists on the Bulisan Tourist Beach. This is their responsibility. So, that there are spots to do some diving when tourists want to dive. Yes, so in front there is a coral reef, which is a very good spot because it is specially arranged in that shape.
Natural sustainability in the Bulisan Tourist Village must continue to be maintained, especially as this tourist village is included in the Likupang Super Priority Destination Area. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, explained, Likupang prioritizes sustainability aspects, so it's not about the number of tourists, but quality tourism.
Because if we look at Likupang of the five super priority destinations, it is the newest one. So this is precisely what we are currently developing. But the concept is not a concept of quantity, but quality. And we also hope that the tourism in this environment will have regenerative aspect, so that it will experience a sustainability aspect with the theme of sustainable tourism. That's what we want to prioritize, so that later, not just many people who come here, but those who come to Likupang are of high quality.
Besides prioritizing nature conservation, other aspects are also of concern to the government. Minister Sandiaga Uno explained, the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy also provides training and capital for macro, small, and medium enterprises, including promotions so that Likupang tourism can continue to develop.
Kita akan lakukan pelatihan untuk para pelaku.
We will carry out training for tourism and creative industry actors in Likupang. We will carry out marketing, so later there will be several sales missions abroad. I will collaborate with their regions and all the heads of North Sulawesi Provincial Office to promote. I also met the Philippines ambassador. Many Filipinos are interested in coming to Likupang. Thirdly, we must also provide capital to these macro, small, and medium enterprises so that their products can also get better.
Rasa cintaku, cintaku padamu hanyalah di dalam mimpi.
No, this is not just a dream, because anyone can enjoy the natural beauty of Bulisan Tourist Village, Likupang. Traveling there, you cannot only enjoy the natural beauty, but also do fun tourist activities. If we are lucky, we will also be entertained by the traditional music of Keroncong Mama, which you has just heard. According to the Bulisan Tourist Village Head, Ben Harijarang, Keroncong Mama is the traditional music of the Bulisan Village community.
Kalau Keroncong Mama ini memang sudah menjadi budaya sebetulnya.
Keroncong Mama has become a culture. Actually, it is a culture rather than just socialization music for the people in Bulisan. Here, the majority are from North Minahasa, North Nusanese people, and we have an activity called Four Choir. So, if there are joyful events like, for example, birthdays, well, after the usual worship, people will do Four Choir. It's like dancing accompanied by music called keroncong mama. It has become a culture that exists here. So, we see that this also needs to be cultivated, along with the tourist village. So, we are also lifting this keroncong mama up as one of the cultures.
Kita mengangkat juga salah satu budaya ini yaitu keroncong mama.
Keroncong mama players consist of approximately 10 people. They play various musical instruments such as guitar, ukulele, and bass. Interestingly, these musical instruments are made by themselves. They usually practice after work. Some work as fishermen, gardeners, artisans, and miners. Frankie Fatilima, leader of a keroncong mama group, explained, "Now keroncong mama often appears at various events in Likupang, as well as appearing to welcome foreign guests. Not only is it entertaining, keroncong mama also promotes Likupang art and culture."
Alangkah baiknya dengan musik tradisional seperti ini.
Traditional music like this is becoming more well-known and is being promoted to visitors at the various events, so that the traditional music is more widely known. Of course, things like are more introduced when we welcome guests from abroad. It's better when there is music like this. As said earlier, this actually happens when there are guests who come from abroad. We are also asked to entertain those who come while sitting around. There is a very beautiful situation when you are with people who are, let's say, foreigners. Well, they don't understand the language the people speak, but it's entertaining for them.
Tapi ya menghibur kepada mereka.
Relaxing in the gazebo, looking at the blue sea while sipping young coconut water to the accompaniment of keroncong mama music is an unforgettable experience for tourists. This will be even more enjoyable because this tourist village is equipped with good road access, stalls available along the beach, toilet, and homestays for those of you who want to spend the night. The Pulisan Tourist Village in Likupang must be on your bucket list. So, no need to wait long. Let's go to Likupang.
Yuk, kita berwisata. Mari jo, piknik ke Likupang.
Let's travel. Let's go on a trip to Likupang and travel around Indonesia.
Open your mind, feel the warmth, see the smiles, kindness and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand and dance with me. A nation with a soul, a symphony of sights and sounds, across a beautiful nature, look from the colors of paradise. Indonesia.
Cruising when the sun goes down, across the sea, searching for something inside of me. I will find all the lost pieces. Heart will feel deep in real. I was blind but now I see. Hey, yeah, yeah, you're the one. Hey, yeah, yeah, you're the one. Hey, yeah, yeah.
like a sun goes down. Coming from above, oh, to the deepest ocean and highest mountain, deep and real, what you see now.
From Indonesia to the world, VOI listeners, in today's music corner, we will play a song from Bali entitled Dewa Ayu. The song Dewa Ayu was composed by Ima Dewayan. The song itself, Dewa Ayu, is a nickname for girls from a high caste in Bali. The lyrics tell about a girl who is learning to dance. Alright listener, here is the song from Bali, Dewa Ayu by Lydia. Enjoy!